This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say around 100 civilians still remain trapped at the huge Azovstal steel mill in Mariupol, despite earlier reports that all have been evacuated. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma has the story.
Donetsk's regional governor says those left behind are the civilians that the Russians have not selected. He adds how and based on what criteria they take people out of the plant is something only the occupiers know. He explains everyone in Mariupol de facto is held hostage by the Russians, who are constantly changing the conditions of the evacuation, while an advisor to the Mariupol mayor says civilians are still trapped at Azovstal, that is the last pocket of resistance in the embattled port city. Scores of them have been evacuated in recent days in a joint effort by Ukrainian authorities and other groups. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
More than 8 million people are estimated to have been displaced within Ukraine by Russia's war, having fled their homes but stayed inside the country, the United Nations said Tuesday. This is in addition to the more than 5.9 million Ukrainians who have left Ukraine entirely since Russian forces invaded on February 24th. The figure for the number of internally displaced persons as of May 3rd, issued by the UN's International Organization for Migration, is up from the 7.7 million the IOM gave us on April 17. Quote, the needs of those internally displaced and all affected by the war in Ukraine are growing by the hour, said the IOM Director General, adding that almost half of the internally displaced persons, more than 3.9 million people, have fled their homes in the eastern region of Ukraine, where Russia is now concentrating their assault. This